when I was 19, I had, of course, no idea what I wanted to do for a career. But what I did know is that I wanted to be a badass ski mountaineer. So, thank you. So I had this great idea to go and ski alone off of the summit of Big Mount Marathon. For those of you that have maybe heard of the Mount Marathon race down in Seward, there's that kind of rounded mountain that the race is on, and then there's this beautiful alpine bowl behind it, and then there's this much larger, steeper mountain, and that's Big Mount Marathon. So on a beautiful sunny spring day, I climb up to the top of the mountain, clip into my skis, turn on my GoPro, and turn to drop into the 1,500 foot couloir that will take me down into the bowl. And I take two or three ripping turns, trigger a wet slide avalanche that knocks me off my feet, takes me for the ride of my life, and deposits me at the very bottom of the run, mercifully bearing me only up to my waist. Long story short, I end up getting evacuated by a Coast Guard helicopter that came in from Kodiak. So this is one of those kind of pivotal moments that you don't realize is a pivotal moment until you're going to tell a story 15 years later. but anyways, in the weeks and months after that, as I'm thinking about this accident and licking my wounds at home, I come up with these kind of two major takeaways. The first is that the crew of the helicopter that came in and got me out of there were just a bunch of total legends. They were so good at their jobs. And the second takeaway was that if I was going to continue to want to recreate in the mountains, I was probably going to need to learn a little something about avalanches and a little something about first aid. So in the years that follow that accident, I started taking avalanche classes and I started taking first aid classes. And eventually I got my EMT and I became a ski patroller, where it was my job to go around and mitigate avalanches with explosives and rescue injured skiers. So about 6 years after that fiasco up on Mount Marathon, I'm back up there. I'm skiing alone again. I have a great run. I'm skiing out the bottom, and in the distance, on the bottom of the bowl, I notice this party of three that they're, one of them's waving frantically at me. They seem to be in distress. I kind of slip into ski patroller mode, and I cruise up over to see what's going on. Sure enough, one of them's hurt. There's blood all over the snow. There's blood all over this kid. There are these three high schoolers, and I go up and ask, you know, what's going on? And one of the friends tells me he fell snowboarding. He scorpioned. He hit himself in the back of the head with the metal edge of his snowboard, and sure enough, he had about a hand size loose flap of scalp. And so I jump into, you know, I jump into EMT mode, and I kind of help stop the bleeding. I assess him for a brain injury. I tell the friends to kind of cuddle him to keep him warm because it's a cool day. One of the friends lets me know that they had actually already called 911 and there was a helicopter coming in. And this is, by the way, just maybe 100 yards from where I had gotten my helicopter. And so I go and kind of stake out a safe landing zone for the helicopter. The helicopter comes in. And this is a life flight. There's a flight nurse on it. And it was a pretty, like a normal helicopter and a normal dude, but in my mind, this was actually like a knight in shining armor stepping off of this noble steed. I just thought it was so badass the way that this guy came in. And he did just like this wicked patient assessment, asked all these questions I would never think to ask, and put this way better bandage on, and whisked him into the helicopter. They fly him down to the ER, where he gets discharged later that evening after getting about 50 staples in the back of his head. So he was okay, but I was not okay. I was obsessed with this idea of flight nursing. I just couldn't stop thinking about it and how cool that was. I had no idea there's this whole another level of medical care. And so ultimately I decided I'm gonna go back to school and pursue this. And so I did it and went to nursing school. I arrive in my first day of my clinical rotation in the hospital, and I'm as green to hospital nursing as the green scrubs that I'm wearing. Super awkward and nervous, and I lose my preceptor in the first hour. I'm trying to hide in the nurse's station, and there's this call light that keeps going off, and like the CNA is trying to answer it, and they're like, I can't hear what you're saying, and they're like, hey, awkward nursing student, can you go check and see what Mr. So-and-so wants in room 12? Like, he's on the call light all the time. It's probably just some juice or something. I'm like, yeah, I think I could do that. I'll go check on him. And so I walk over to room 12, and I open up the door and look into the room, and my jaw hits the floor, and I'm frozen in shock and horror of what's in the room, which is Mr. So-and-so, he's not on the bed, he's on the floor. He's lying in a giant puddle of what appears to be urine and blood and feces. He's a quad amputee from frostbite, and he has these metal cages around his hands and feet, these giant metal cages. It's called external fixation to try to protect the wounds. I don't know what they are. I assume he's being tortured, but I don't know what's going on, but I learned this later what it is. And so I'm frozen, and he's on the floor staring up at me. I'm staring back down at him, and he just lets loose this litany of curse words that I've not heard before nor since, but essentially boiled down to, you mother bleeper, what the hell took so long for you to get here? And he's just swearing away. I'm frozen. I don't know what to do. And thankfully, some other people hear the commotion, and they come rushing in. And as they're rushing in to help, I'm slowly backing out of the room. And I'm thinking to myself, dear Lord, what the fuck have I done? Why did I choose this as my profession? I've made a terrible, terrible mistake. So, I'm glad you guys thought that was funny. I my fiance didn't think it was funny. So I made it through that day, and I survived the rest of nursing school, and to date, I've survived 2 years in the dumpster fire that we call the ER. So I'm 33 years old, and I still don't know what I want to do with my career. I think I want to be a flight nurse, but there's a lot of times when I'm in the ER, and I have that rare moment where my mind wanders, and I catch myself thinking back to these accidents on this mountain, and I think maybe I got it all wrong. Maybe the real badass was the pilot, and I should have been the pilot instead. Thank you.